Welcome to The Velocity Factor, a podcast about leadership, change, and growth. I'm Ben Strout, President and Chief Growth Architect at Velocity Strategy Solutions, an on-demand, next-generation management consulting firm dedicated to helping leaders and organizations design, develop, and deploy smarter growth strategies. Each week, my co-host and I explore the questions, challenges, and obstacles every leader faces when you push beyond business as usual and reach for breakthrough results. It's raw, unfiltered, and exactly what you need to find the confidence, clarity, and conviction to step into your preferred future. Subscribe to email updates at thevelocityfactor.com. Now let's do this together. Well, Daniel, I can't believe that we are finished recording season one. That went unbelievably fast.
It sure did. It was a sweet time of defining reality and increasing with velocity for sure.
And we're so grateful for everyone who took the time to listen, whether it's to one episode or the entire season. Just so grateful, two guys who just were tickled to have a conversation each week around some topics that we love and are thinking about anyway. And the fact that you listened in on it. We're just really delighted by that. I thought it'd be fun, Daniel, just as kind of a closing track, if you will, to just share a few things that we learned individually as we worked through this this conversation.
Yeah.
So one of the phrases that I absolutely loved and am going to include in my vocabulary moving forward is the whole concept of psychological safety. I think that is a concept that I've learned from you and a phrase that I've picked up from you that really embodies what needs to be true in order for people to be able to step into the world of possibilities. And, it's not about knowledge. It's about, do I feel like I have the freedom and will I be respected if I'm willing to share what I'm really thinking? And I think we can't underestimate that. But in this age of empathy, where trust is the ultimate asset to trade off of, I think that psychological safety is something that I'm definitely going to take away.
Yeah, and I think, Ben, I think the danger with psychological safety, and I'm not fearful of that danger with you, but I think the reason we are united is because it's, what does it look like to build psychological safety in the midst of the brutality of the marketplace that's unforgiving? And psychological safety requires increasing intellectual friction and decreasing social friction. So we want to level up and scale up the ability to have the conversations that need to be had and let the voices be heard in the room. And that results in learning safety, that results in contributors feeling more safe, and the ability for the group to challenge the process, not just the most dominant voice in the room. And so that leveling up of intellectual friction, the debating of ideas, the robust deliberation of opposing viewpoints, while decreasing the social friction, is a real challenge, but it's crucial.
I think the other thing I take away from this journey together is I think I really didn't have good definition around what good adaptive work was. I think, for me, it's like, what's the result? And let's do everything we can to organize and to deliver on that result. And I just, assumed that everyone would organize and deliver on the result. And I think that's probably been an aha for me as to maybe why that doesn't always work as cleanly as I think it will, and why I might get surprised by certain people and how they behave or react to certain things. But that adaptive work is really unbelievably critical to success. And even high performing teams have to continue to craft their strategy and disciplines around adaptive work, because it should feel natural, but it doesn't. But that is something that I think I'm walking away from this experience recognizing just how much that needs to be integrated into my thinking and my own work with organizations.
Yeah, I mean, the knowledge workers of the future, the innovative workers of the future, the research is showing that the market is recognizing that the ability to self-awareness, social awareness, cultural awareness, the ability to negotiate differences, deep listening skills wrapped around the internal and external customer. These are all becoming top skills that people are looking for in talent over the technical skills. So this isn't, you know, as an adaptive consultant and coach, I'm excited about that in the sense that this is what the market is asking for. Over technical skills, the ability to negotiate learning differences, leadership styles, and being aware of environments is a critical skill that is becoming more and more in demand.
Without a doubt. And then I think if I were to land on the third thing, and I'm anxious to hear your list. I think for me, it was really great to know that I'm not the only person who thinks about these things. Sometimes I feel like I have a conversation with myself most of the time, and it's really great to know that, to know that I'm not alone in those thoughts. And I think about that for a lot of leaders, and the higher you up in the organization, the less you really have people that you can just have ad hoc conversations with, because almost everyone reports to you and has a literal interest in survival. And both within the organization and maintaining their paycheck and surviving, you know, your approval or affection. And so, you know, I think about just how valuable it's been, great to go back and forth on this. And it just further reminds me why I love the work around strategic collaboration, because I just don't think senior leaders have somebody who's willing to be brutally honest, who's willing to act in their best interest, and who's willing to help them flesh out their ideas, even if it doesn't directly benefit them. So I definitely want you to hear me say thank you for your time and all that you've invested in this, because it's just been a really affirming process.
Yeah, it's been super encouraging. Our friendship from the beginning has been full of encouragement, you know, not just insights, but encouragement. To recognize that I'm not alone, to have someone that I can reach out to when I feel like I'm losing my mind or I just need to share my mind. And oftentimes when I meet with executives and we deal with, you know, their executive learning or their advisor, you know, their bullpen, my greatest concern working with executives is if I'm the only guy you're talking to in a candid, honest manner, you're in a dangerous place, and our success together will be directly correlated with increasing your bullpen, deepening your bench. We need, you know, men and women that we can call on personally, call on professionally, call on to say, hey, I've got this blind spot, or do I have a blind spot? You know, we're gonna break down unless we have meaningful bridges to other people, and you're definitely top of my list of someone that I feel like I can call on personally and professionally.
Absolutely. Anytime. So I'd be curious, what are some of the things that you took away from this experience?
The biggest thing I took away and something I continually take away from my interactions with you is that there's always an immediate opportunity for change, but change that is systemic and genuinely results in profit takes time. And your commitment to the change process, you bring change agility and you bring an awareness of what does systemic behavioral change look like? It's just the fact that it takes time. And I'm someone that, like you, wants a quick solution and wants to see progress quickly and increase velocity. But there's no doubt that you're committed to speed, but in our conversations and in my client interactions and hearing more and more about your client interactions and all our collaborative interactions with clients is your commitment to the long haul and that systemic change and become a leader in the market. We've got to take a long view. And you see that in the greatest business leaders. They're thinking, they're not thinking a year, they're not thinking 10 years, they're thinking 100 years. And that's something you really model. And it's really impacted me in a deep and profound way.
Gosh, you made me blush.
Well, think about it. Think of the leading change agents and pace setters in the industry. They're not thinking the next year. They're not thinking the next 2 years, or even 10 years. They're innovating for the long haul and seeking to build a culture of innovation.
That there's no question about that. When I read those biographies of people who've accomplished great things, the idea that they would measure anything in 12 months other than just for a dashboard and feedback is something that never even occurred to them. They were willing to commit their entire lifetime, decades, to bringing something that they saw so clearly in their minds to fruition. And I think that's a level of perseverance that definitely doesn't get celebrated. Mm-hmm. But I'm not sure how much it's shared. It's why it's so unusual when we come across people who are willing to do that.
Yeah. The second thing that I've really taken away from our time and our conversation from the beginning through these episodes, and I'm eager to press more into them in the future, is the primacy of the customer experience and having real conversations around data that is emerging from what the customer loves and hates, and your commitment to build product, build experiences around the customer. And there's a lot of lip service to customer experience internally and externally, but watching you from afar and watching you up close and seeing your passion to design product and companies around the customer experience with digital architecture is something that I have so much to learn from. I mean, frankly, it's just one of the areas that I really want to grow in. And I'm really thankful for the opportunity to lean into those parts of the conversation, really more as a student than having something significant to offer.
Everybody's all about the voice of the customer until you realize the voice of the customer says something that you don't want to hear. and then they're wrong. And so it really is a fascinating, it's a shift in value creation. It used to be in the manufacturing world, the industrial world, it's about what the brand could create. And then that's what the consumer purchased. Mm-hmm. And now it's about what can the brand discover and then how can it be responsive to that? And I think it's a massive shift in power from, supply chain and product development to really the ability to create long-lasting integrated relationships. And it is something you, without a doubt, most organizations play lip service to. They are all about the customer until it leads them to a point in which they might have to change. And then they're like, well, that's not the customer I want. And so it's really fascinating. It's definitely, I think, a new way of thinking. And it's absolutely transformed, those who are willing to step into that. So I appreciate you acknowledging that.
The final thing that I have taken from our time is the positivity. It's been fun to deconstruct some of the dysfunction that we experience and just have a place to kind of have honest, candid conversations about what's wrong. But I always feel like the final note in our conversations is one of hope, which is fundamental to my mission. Leadership reality comes alongside individuals, organizations, to help them receive good work with thanksgiving, define reality, and offer hope. And I always leave conversations more eager to press forward, believing that the solution will emerge, believing that the current models don't equal reality, better models exist. I want to hold on to current models and continually reach out for new models, believing that a better model and a better way of working will emerge. And you always leave me with that desire to hold on to the current models, to reach forward, for new models, believing that holding those two, old and new, together, a better model will emerge.
Yeah, I think if we don't have hope, what do we have? And if it's not worth striving for, then you won't spend the energy to get there. And I have been guilty too many times in the past of just leaving people at the moment of their pain and not helping them recognize the possibility that's in front of them. And so definitely tried to be very intentional about that. And I think you do that masterfully, having served clients together now. Watching you do that is fantastic. Like, sometimes I just want to leave people in the pain because I know pain is what people respond to. and you like to kind of like dip them in the pain and then bring them back and then dip them in the pain again a little bit more and just kind of stretch them. You have to have hope. Otherwise you end up in a very fatalistic perspective, and that's not going to help. That's not going to help anybody in that sense. So we are going to be busy away planning season 2, and we'll be back in touch when we have a little bit more about that information and what that's going to look like. We're going to change the format. Both of us are committed to keeping it real and fresh. So you can anticipate a different cadence, a different structure. But thank you again for listening. Thank you for being part of our journey. And we'd love to hear from you. So if you'd want to reach out, thevelocityfactor.com, there's certainly a way to get plugged in and do that. You can reach us both on LinkedIn, Daniel Montgomery and Ben Straup, and we're definitely active in that place and would love to connect with you there. We'd love to hear about some of your own stories, and we're definitely thinking that may be a direction that we want to go for season 2. But we'll leave all those details to a future time. Thank you. Thank you so much for tuning in, and we'll be back soon. Thanks for listening to this episode of the Velocity Factor podcast. When you achieve speed and direction in your leadership and organization, velocity will carry you farther than you ever imagined and faster than you ever thought possible. Now that's strategy delivered at the speed of change. Be sure to subscribe to email updates at thevelocityfactor.com.